Hey, it's me, KG, Chris Garden, owner of the Houston Round Bar Review. Local name, global perspective with another one on none. Going to get some, clear the air a few things with an update. My interview with Kelly Eco from The Athletic, talk about the Rockets. Obviously did not happen on Monday. Things came up, had to schedule, reschedule, postpone. Let's say postpone right now. I'm not sure when we're going to be able to fit that in. I got an email confirmation from my May 5th NBA interview. That's still going to happen on Thursday the 5th, talks in NBA draft. I'm not going to name the person, but because it seems when I name the person that I'm interviewing, something seems to happen. So just as long as things don't change, look for that NBA draft talk here on the Houston Round Bar Review YouTube channel. A few other things. I noticed Sam Vecenie from The Athletic, he's listed Jabari Smith, Auburn Jabari Smith, as his top player on his big board. He has 1A to now Chet Holmgren at 1B, whereas ESPN's Mike Schmitz and Jonathan Givony did a little article on May 3rd discussing which player the Rockets, Orlando Magic, and Detroit Pistons should take if either team landed the top pick in the draft. Chet Holmgren was the answer for all three teams. In the descriptions, the summaries all pointed out Chet's skill set offensively, but also his rim protector ability on defense. No mention of his frame, slender frame, weight concerns like I have and many of the family who tunes in to the Let's Talk Houston Rockets live stream shows have answered many times during our shows, which hopefully at some point soon will resume. Be patient with me. Still got a lot of things going on with my mom, health-wise, but just be patient with that. I'm going to keep trying to plan for that sometime this month. I'm not sure when I'm going to do and other folks talking sports trying to line up when all four of my colleagues can agree to meet on together to do a live stream on that as well. So I'm trying to do more of these one-on-ones to kind of fill that time, fill that opportunity, as well as just doing other content on the YouTube channel for Houston Round Ball Review. Another note, Houston Cougars guard Marcus Sasser is listed 87th in Sam Vecenie's latest big board, 87 out of 100. As you all know, who follow the NBA draft, there are 60 spots in the NBA draft. 58 this year because two teams had to forfeit picks. 30 in the first round. Marcus Sasser said in his announcement about declaring for the draft, keeping his options open, that he would stay if he were guaranteed a first round grade. That's top 30. 87 is not top 30, so we shall see about that. The invites to the Chicago NBA Draft Combine should be coming soon, later this month. The Combine is May 16th through 22nd. The NBA Draft Lottery is May 17th. So a lot of things happening here basketball-wise in the month of May. Stay tuned for all of those things here on the Houston Round Ball Review YouTube channel, as of course I'm broadening out as well. Kudos to everybody who watched my man A.D. Moore and his NFL Draft Talk on the AdMax Corner. You can check out that playlist that's been added to the Houston Round Ball Review YouTube channel. More Texans talk will be forthcoming on this channel via A.D. Moore and his colleagues like Elwin Henderson talking Texans and NFL draft. A lot of great things in store, but more and more changes are forthcoming for me personally, professionally, and for the channel. So a lot to for you to digest later on as things continue through this month and summertime and the fall. Looking forward to the announcement with the Big 12 being everything official with Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF reaching finalized agreement with the American so they can officially join the Big 12 July 1st, 2023. One final note, as the transfer portal talk and all these, the college basketball and football, obviously basketball is my bailiwick, my main focus. I wonder how many of these young men and young women are making this decision themselves rather than have someone decide for them, rather than have someone lean in their ear and whisper to them about going to school X or school Y. Some of y'all are grown, y'all are adults. Make the decision for yourself and do what's best for you, not anybody else. That's it for me on this latest Houston Round Ball Review One on None. I'm KG, Chris Gardner, owner of the Houston Round Ball Review. Till next time, peace.